Recently in biology, we've been learning a lot about nutrition and how to eat well, particularly with our next unit, human physiology. And I've learned a lot about how I can integrate myself into more healthier lifestyle and how physical activity and eating well can also help you with learning. I've noticed that it is true with what Miss Erin has been usually saying about nutrition and the fact that if you don't eat good enough nutrients in your diet and you don't eat physically be active as well, it can heavily impact the way you study and how you perform in school. And I've been seeing that a lot lately in my school routine as well, where I've been more active and I've been eating at least moderately well. And the fact that I've been doing these changes has helped me a lot, incredibly, not just to balance my lifestyle with stress and everything, but also generally with like sleeping patterns and the way in which I concentrate in class, which is a very important skill, especially in school. And in nutrition, I've learned that there are four that vitamin C is very important for your diet, specifically because there enough if vitamin C is not consumed at a daily, it the excess is removed in the urine. And I've not really realized the importance of vitamin C until now. I've always thought it was somewhat a myth, but it's actually true. Because of the fact that it's oh because of the fact that the excess is just removed and it's not stored. And that's why I've been consuming a lot more fruits lately, and I've been integrating that a lot as a part of my diet as well. And therefore and even though I've been seeing so much success, I really want to continue the path of eating better and maintaining a balanced lifestyle with my physical activity and my daily life. And I'm hoping that I will y you further use the knowledge from my biology classes with what is necessary for my body through proteins, carbs, fats, and all those things that I need in order to be more healthy and in order to concentrate more well in classes.